morning, all.
Good morning, Steve. It's Betty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hope everybody's doing great on April Fool's Day.
Yeah. It's my special day. All Fool's Day.
Have a good Easter.
Yeah, very nice. How about you?
It was good.
Hear that.
It was supposed to be real rainy and such, and it ended up being absolutely gorgeous. Half the family that came over ate outside on the patio. It was just really nice.
Oh, that's great.
But now we have rain today. That's okay. I'm at work today, so it can rain all at once, too.
Absolutely.
Just you and I on this morning?
Yep, that's it so far.
Did you listen to the business call Saturday?
I missed it.
Oh.
Has arrived.
All year this year, every week I said that the call was better than the week before. I don't know how he's been doing it, but it's just been building up to a fever. You need to really listen to Susan. She
has arrived.
What call are you talking about, Steve?
Francis called Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it was good, wasn't it? It had so many points in there, especially for a new person. I've got some people I have to get in there to listen to it.
Yeah, it was, to me, it was amazing. Everyone, this seems like week after week, they've been building up to it. How could the next call be any better?
Well, if you heard Vance, what was the other thing besides the shower head? There were three things, two shower heads.
It was a unisex necklace.
Yeah, there you go. I see necklace on here. I didn't even write unisex. Okay, that will be good. So we got a call at 9 o'clock this morning, and I just found the message from Pat so I could get the numbers off. So, guys, I'm excited. The company's building up, and I had a little bird fly in from somebody that's really good, and it wasn't Vance, and said, I think you're going to see some things you're going to be really excited about. And I was wanting a different shaker. That's a little thing, I know, but I just I've seen better ones than what we've got right now. So anyway, I put my vote in.
Genie has arrived.
I don't care that they use my ideas. It's just that I want something different that's a little more substantial on the clicking on the lid and so forth than the one that they used for the body balance the last time. So anyway. Anybody else like to say hi? I heard Monty and I heard
Jeannie.
Steve,
good morning.
And
Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Betty.
Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Char.
Good morning, Char. This is Elaine.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you doing?
Okay, thank you. And you?
Good. Good.
Before
anybody? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, before I forget, did anybody else hear that it sounded like Dr. Oz is going to be talking about sweeteners added to milk today on TV?
I did. I went in and looked it up because I was hitting the record button. I don't have it on automatic record right now, so... yes, that's exactly what I heard.
Okay.
So a must watch, if at all possible, so that we can be on board for whatever. Obviously, that's going to spread the word immensely, and maybe there'll be enough people that will take action on it. Maybe he's going to give some directions for us to take action to get it not put through.
Right.
I don't care what kind. kind of a sweetener. Even if they use stevia in it, why do we want to set our kids up for sweet taste buds more than what they have already to deal with in food?
Well, why in the world do we need it?
Because they think they'll sell more. And
oh,
then they're
going
to fight on who can sell the most to put the most in.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It's like they don't really care about what happens to our population is what it looks like, right, to me.
Me as well.
It's all about the dollar. I hope all of you had an absolutely wonderful weekend. We did.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything new at your get-togethers that you either faced and accomplished or that you participated in that was a great idea?
Before you go on, you're forcing me to just tell you what tomorrow's call is going to be started with in our forum section of all sections, which is where they have the editorials and letters and a lot of that kind of stuff. On the back page at the bottom, Food Giants Engineering the Recipe for Obesity.
Wow.
I will talk about that article tomorrow. It's just, it didn't specifically say the milk, but in general.
Food Giants Engineering.
Wait a minute. Food Giants Engineering the Recipe for Obesity.
Sounds like that's coming right out of the book. Sugar,
pretty
salt,
well.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
We need to memorize that little short phrase and say this because that's a real play on words.
Well, they're engineering it, they're not manufacturing it. I mean, that's, they say very clearly in there that's what they're doing. So
right.
I'll talk about tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds very good. Anybody else with a thought?
Well, I have to tell you that I made the red lentil hummus and the quinoa salad that Jeannie had given us the recipe for and took it with me for Easter dinner. And it was, both of them were amazingly delicious.
I did the same thing. I didn't bring the hummus, but I did bring the quinoa we had at the market because I was working at the market yesterday. We had a little celebration for a lot of different reasons, and everybody loved it. And I was surprised there were other dishes there that were plant-based. Some people I didn't even know that were eating that way.
Wow, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can say amen to the hummus because I did that one and absolutely loved that. Didn't get to the salad yet, but it was really good. So I really liked that.
Yeah, they're both definitely ones to do another time at least.
They can go in my favorites list, and I'm sure the other one will be great too, because I like quinoa anyway, so need to remember to incorporate that more when I rotate through the grains, various grains. Anybody have any questions? We were all able to keep it under control for the weekend.
Yep.
Yes.
Good. Good.
I saw not one chocolate bunny.
You saw not one chocolate bunny.
Didn't see any yesterday.
Well,
nobody offered me one. I didn't see any.
I covered that in a different way. There was chocolate, but not in the form of a bunny. I roasted some of the, we have got a great price on raw cashews here in the city at Winco. They are now under $3 a pound. I want to say $2.70-something. I've got so many I need not get any more at this point. But anyway, you guys need to check around because I'm sure that there's
other places that are offering them too. They can, because they're going through a ton of them. I see people just hauling bags full out, obviously in the same market I'm in. But I roasted them and then just lightly, and I put them. The only thing I did was oil the pan a little bit with some coconut oil, just to see if it would pick up a little bit of the flavor, but they were delicious, just dry roasted. And then I took and made some chocolate that Denny said was too strong a chocolate, which I really liked it. I mean, it was almost on the verge of being bitter, and that was taking some of the highest chocolate count percentage. It was not 70. I didn't use the bars. I used some flat pieces that I found at our discount bulk food place that was 64% dark chocolate, and they called it bittersweet for, you know, being processed into something other than the bars, which you can get 70% in. Actually, you can get 100%, but that's just unsweetened baking chocolate, really. So anyway, I melted that down, then I stirred in some of the cocoa powder that was real high alkalinity, and no sweetener in it at all. Then I added a little bit of stevia instead of anything more for sweetener that was already in the bar, and just dumped a whole bunch of cashews into it until it was hard to get them even to stick together covered. So it was mostly cashews with a very little bit of the chocolate, and I thought it was yummy. So anybody else can do that with, I've done it with walnuts also, which is really, really good. And all you need is one little bite. I make them really small pieces. They're not like the clusters you buy in the store that are, you know, half a handful sometimes. And it was really good because every once in a while I do want something that's chocolate. It doesn't, it's not about the sugar, it's about the chocolate that I like the taste of. So anyway, that was good. I also found another buy for another slight addiction for occasional, and that is some Vietnamese coffee. Vance actually turned me on to it. He found some for $5. And I don't know whether it was a pound or a half pound, because I went in the Asian market over the weekend and found some Vietnamese coffee. I got the bold flavor. They had it number one and number two, and I got the number one, which was the strongest. And I tasted it last night just a little bit, and just did a Americano, which is half espresso and half water. Didn't want anything else in it. No sweetness, not even the milk. And it was very good. And it had absolutely no bitter taste. It was strong tasting, even as Americano. So if you guys see it any place, it was $2.49 for a half pound. And they had it packaged in little packages, which was nice also because I don't have to have a, you know, a big bag of it. And it was already ground. It was not in the bean form. So anyway, that was another find, another alert for your shopping when you're out and about.
Was that at the Vietnamese store? Where did you get the coffee?
No, it was just the Fubons, the big international market, really more. But okay. They basically, it's an Asian market in an Asian mall, big Asian mall. On 82nd, Jeannie. And I usually visit there about once a week, at least every 2 weeks for sure, but most often it's once a week because I can find things that I don't see other places. And if I do find it,
has arrived.
They're going to be much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Anyway,
thank
that's
you.
A vote for Vietnamese coffee, so. Anybody that wants to treat yourself or somebody else if you're serving that, and doesn't need to be a habit by any means. I don't like the addiction, but there are things that I occasionally want. So anyone else with another thought? Okay, how are we doing on our exercise? I know that seems to be the maybe I'm stating it for myself, my downfall, but I was out for 2 hours hoeing, and and spading and doing all kinds of things in the garden yesterday. I know I got a little over anxious by throwing stuff in the ground, but we'll see if the potatoes hopefully won't rot in the ground. We've had such beautiful weather that I'm counting on that for the earliest start I've ever had on anything other than maybe just throwing some peas in the ground.
I just heard on TV this morning a good way to get rid of weeds. White vinegar, full strength, spray it on them.
Wow. And
no, isn't that great?
Of course, you wouldn't want to get it on the plant, right?
Didn't say. I don't know. Well, I don't know whether it would kill like a tomato plant or something, but I put it in a spray bottle and just spray the weed.
Well, I'll just go through the lawn and do that, Denny. Nancy just said the best, easiest way to get rid of weeds in a natural way is you just take vinegar straight on. Did they say white vinegar or apple cider? Would either one work?
Plain white. The cheap stuff.
Plain white. Okay. And spray it on the weed. Well, that's not too hard. I'll just experiment on the next. I'm sure it would be better on a dry day.
Yeah, I will try it.
I remember years ago hearing pouring boiling water on, like, if you get it between the cracks of your driveway or something. I remember we had tried that. It's not as convenient as spraying vinegar, that's for sure.
No, that sounds super, super easy and just a great thing to do.
There are wonderful things to do with vinegar.
Oh, I know. I've never done anything other than, since I started, in cleaning windows and mirrors and spraying vinegar and then using newspaper to wipe it, polish it dry off. And it's the easiest and got to be the least expensive and absolutely no chemicals. I mean, I've just almost become addicted to it, the first thought that I have as far as
I'm
all
sure
those
you can use it on mirrors.
Yeah, I do too. I use it on mirrors very effectively. One part vinegar to four parts water, I think, is what you gave me, Jeannie, or somebody.
For the windows?
For the windows, uh-huh.
Mm.
I can't remember the proportions. I think that's right.
And you've got three formulas that you use for cleaning, Jeannie.
Well, I have for a stain on my white carpet that I heard from the carpet guys that laid our carpet 19 years ago. We were just going, oh, my gosh, we've been in our house 19 years. I can't believe it. Coming up May the 2nd. But since we're talking about cleaning, I guess, it's picked up everything that I've sprayed it on. Pretty amazing.
So number one can spray bottle has what?
Yeah, the first spray bottle has a little dish soap and fill it up with water. And I can't remember the proportions on that. I think it's just a little bit. Like, let's say a teaspoon.
Like a teaspoon?
Yeah, a teaspoon.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm. And then fill up the bottle with water, or half the bottle with water, we'll say. I have a large spray bottle. And then the second one is straight ammonia. And the third one is straight white vinegar. And the fourth one is plain water. And you spray them in that sequence. You spray one and you blot it. And then you spray the second one and blot it. By that time, it's usually gone. And then you spray it with the white vinegar and then with water. And I've done large spills down to little dots. Like we've spilt red wine before, and it's like, oh my gosh, and it's like sprayed. So you have a big pile, and then all the way out to the little tiny, the little teeny dots. So that's been my standby all these years. It's worked really well.
I did that once, and then I couldn't remember what they were and what order I did them in. So thank you. That was for me, if nobody else. So did everybody get that? Yeah. Yep.
Four bottles?
Yeah,
four bottles.
Got it. Four spray bottles. So whenever I see something, I'm like, okay, and I go grab all four and a white cloth and, you know. And it doesn't smell bad and it's not chemical and all that, although the ammonia is pretty, but it's, you know, then the white vinegar over it kind of masks that.
Okay, back to the exercise. Has anybody else come up with anything else besides early gardening that can be utilized as a form and you feel like you're getting something else done at the same time? Because that is totally permissible. According to the programs I went through, they said it did not have to be. I looked at Denny's upper arms and I said, good grief, you are getting, you got muscle in the top of your arms. And, you know, most people at 71 years old are on the downhill side or feeling like they are anyway. And I said, good night. But he's been moving trees. And granted, a lot of it's done with the backhoe. I don't know, forklift or whatever he's hauling them on. But anyway, with machinery, but to do it, he has got to get in and shovel it down around the roots. He is doing great big balls. I mean, it's way too late in the season, supposedly, to be doing it. However, he told me he couldn't do it in the time that they're always told to do it because he can't get equipment in on the ground because it's too mushy and wet in the middle of winter around here. And so it's easier for him to do now. And he says, if I lose some of them. But they're huge trees. I mean, huge trees. And he's been moving them every day. I think he moved 6 of them yesterday. And so that's a day's worth of, a long day's worth of shoveling. That's what he wants to do. And he's putting them in different places along the driveway, section of the pond to shade one area. Just, you know, all kinds of things with them. And they were
trying.
Has left the conference.
We've got all different ways of getting them in, guys, and getting our exercise in if we be a little bit creative and so we don't have to think about it as exercise. So it's just something you want to be doing. Even when it comes to walking, and if you've got stairs in the house, pounding hard is really good for the bones on steps. In fact, that seemed to move me ahead more, or it was in the period when I moved ahead more with my bones than any other time, because I was checking like once a year for the, difference. Actually, there was a period we were doing it every 6 months because we had, Dr. Ken Howiesack or something like that. I think I'm butchering his last name. Anyway, through and doing that. What, Jeannie?
Howiak.
Howiak. There you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's excellent. And if you ever get a chance to hear him, he's excellent on the information that goes along with it. So I'll plug it. Anybody gotten started reading the salt, sugar, fat diet? I mean, not diet, but book?
I have. It's a good one. Even the first, just the prelude to it, which is several pages, is really good. It sets the premise. And it's good. It sounds like what Nancy's going to talk about tomorrow, too.
I believe it's on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yeah. The news is spreading. I just brought the book with me this weekend and had it on my counter, and across from me are some used book people. They sell used books, and older couple, just really cute, and they she came over. She's really interested in learning how to eat plant-based, and so I bring her recipes from time to time, and she's really, so we were talking about sugar, and I was telling her about Roger Drummer's, where he said that your brain needs protein first thing in the morning and that kind of thing, so she came back the next morning, and she said, I had an egg this morning, so... Because she doesn't like to eat in the morning, and I was telling her about the shake. Anyway, she saw the book. I said, this is my latest book, and she went, oh, my gosh, I think I have to get that. So it's pretty interesting, the topic. It's in the news a lot.
Talking about the brain and feeding it, I watched a PBS that I had recorded from Dr. Daniel Amen. You guys ever watch him?
No.
Yes, I do.
He's on PBS here or a lot. And, the one that I watched, and I taped, I think, three of his. This was the first one I watched on the female brain and how different it is. And one thing that he has said is that the more weight you carry, meaning getting fat and obese, the smaller your brain gets. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Daniel Amen, is that the name you said?
Amen, A-M-E-N. He has Amen Clinics, and I believe he's out of California, although he said he has six clinics, and I don't know where the other five are. And I'm not positive that he's actually in California either. He's a psychiatrist, which I didn't realize before. He's done like 40-some thousand brain scans, and he studies them. I've watched him and listened to him before. I don't know that I've ever sat and watched the entire program at one time. But interesting, fascinating information.
You can go on his site on the Internet, and he's actually got scans of people that have had different diseases,
uh-huh.
anywhere from schizophrenia to Alzheimer's and dementia and those kind of things. And you can actually see the brain in a PET scan, which is it's kind of a colored type of a scan, and you can see how the brain shrinks and how certain portions of the brain just absolutely show up in regards to certain types of diseases
yeah.
that they can actually do. And he's got some good books out. I have a couple of
mm-hmm.
in regards to the brain.
Yeah, fascinating to listen to. And just as it's important to exercise the body and feed it healthy, thing goes to the brain. And it makes sense. We've talked about this on the call before. But, you know, feeding it healthy food initially in the morning, as Jeannie just said, with the vital balance, you're feeding your brain.
So probably as people go up the ladder with a gain of weight, anything probably significant is going to begin that process, I would guess.
Did
you give reference to that, that even at you know, 30 or 40 pounds that you've got?
The more you keep adding, all of your brain gets, it can be improved by getting your body healthy again.
Okay. So it can be reversed.
He loves visualization and imagery, and yeah, he's very drugs are not the first line of defense for him.
I know Mondi already said he has books out. Does he have a regular show, you're saying, Nancy, or just?
This is a PBS money. You could order his package.
Okay.
But the Amen Clinic, and he didn't give a website. I don't know whether it's, do you know what it is, Monty?
Yeah, right off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay. Maybe
I have it right here. I looked it up. It's amenclinics.com, A-M-E-N, clinics.com. And it looks like he was on Dr. Oz.
Featured
on the
Dr. Oz
show, it says.
You can sign up for his newsletter if you want to. It comes out. And also, I believe he has two of his clinics. One's in the Bellevue area here in the Pacific Northwest. And I think the other one's in either Phoenix or Tucson, that area down in there.
He did say a couple of times that he got together with his two good friends, Mark Hyman and Mehmet Oz, to do something with some patients. And I believe it had to do with it was weight.
Yeah, one of the good books I got is called Use Your Brain to Change Your Age by him. It's a good one.
He talked about, and I think there were CDs, and there were like six or eight things that you can visualize and use imagery. And one of them was for weight loss. One of them was depression. And, I mean, talking about depression, the drugs that they give you shrink the brain.
Nancy,
if you go on those drugs for depression and so many other things, as well as obesity, increases your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Nancy, tell me what he looks like.
He's very petite. Bald.
Okay, I bet that's the package I got, and I've not even started it. It was during a real push time for us, and Denny wanted it. Denny actually ordered it, and I bet that's the package we got. I'm gonna have to, now I'm gonna go looking for it. I'm reorganizing, so I know I'll run across it here. In fact, I think I know where it is. So anyway, another one to get out and get moving on. You know, spring's the time of the year to do house cleaning and everything else that goes along with it. So, you know, guys, I think we're ready, and that goes along with NECAN too, because I know they're announcing as of today what the qualification is for the convention coming up this October. So I'm sure there's no reason for everyone to not be in line with what we've got going with our product. I'm very excited about the change in the shower head. And Denny says, and I go, wait a minute. Who was it that tried to put it on a wand and it was too heavy to hang on to with it being so top heavy to do watering? Stop. I said stop. Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys. She's got to get the message. And anyway, we didn't mean to scream in your ear by any means. We've got it coming. I'm hoping it's open order today because my order is going in. I want that for, you know, things besides just in our bodies in the shower. And I know what the water did before when we put it on the plant faithfully, and I want to see it happen again. I'd like to have another advertisement for our products. Last minute comments, questions, guys. Time goes fast.
What was that doctor's name?
Daniel.
How do you
spell it? A-M-E-N.
A-M-E-N?
Yeah.
And first name?
Daniel.
Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.
Didn't mean to run over you, Nancy.
No, and I didn't realize until last night that he's a shrink. I had no idea that's what he did.
Now, I saw that program, and that's I had pulled it from, and when you said OPB, you started talking more about it. I'm just positive. Unless there's two of, I knew he was a psychiatrist. Well, anyway, we've got a great start with lots of things to think about and do and add to our list of not being bored and nothing to do. I don't think we'll ever have that problem. At least the people who are on this call won't, because we're all excited about life and just putting as much into it as we can that's meaningful for not only ourselves, but remember everybody else around us. It's all about awareness, making the offering of awareness to people and then giving them the choice. And we may become the weird ones, as they said in church, we're the weird bunch on Sunday. That's okay. We can be a little bit different. We can be on the cutting edge and in the know on several different subjects beyond what the average person knows. And that makes you a little weird sometimes appearing. So, guys, let's go out and be weird. Get the job done.
Well, interestingly, I don't want to believe that it can go on and on, but he also said that the mother is the one who is in charge of the health of the family, and she also shares with other people when she sees things are working. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting, and I'll say yes, yes, and yes to that one, too.
Said that many times. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one, everybody.
We're the ones that it's up to they give the mail the breadwinner part, and we take the other part. Let's work on the brains. Have a great one, guys. We'll see
Thanks,
you tomorrow
Charlotte.
Morning. Bye-bye. Thanks for all your participation.
Thank you.
Great day.